Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Pinchas. And in the parasha we read of a tremendous transition, a leadership transition. Moshe Rabbeinu has faithfully led Klal Yisrael for the last 40 years. He was the leader who took us out of Egypt, stared down the Pharaoh, led us across the sea, brought down the Torah, brought down the Mon, led us in multiple military campaigns, successful military campaigns. But alas, Moshe Rabbeinu was not to be the leader who would lead us into Eretz Yisrael. As a result of a confluence of events, most notably the hitting of the Rock Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu unfortunately again was going to end his tenure in the desert. But as such, Moshe Rabbeinu, as a faithful shepherd, wanted to make sure that there was someone else, that there was another leader, there would be another shepherd to take Klal Yisrael into this next chapter of their destiny. And of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies this man as Yehoshua. The Talmud Mufak, the primary disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu, that although Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps wanted it to be one of his children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it was Yehoshua who's been by your side. It has been Yehoshua who's been in the tent. It has been Yehoshua who has dutifully served you and served the Klal during these last 40 years as well. And the Pasuk says, this is in chapter 27, verse 20. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you've identified Yehoshua, and now, v'nasata meholtcha alav. Literally, give of your glory to him, l'man yishmu kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael will listen to Yehoshua. So what's interesting is this word, v'nasata meholtcha alav, give of your glory. So the Medrash, the Sifri, says, what does it mean, holtcha? What's the hold? What's the glory of Moshe Rabbeinu? Min ha'hod shenitan lecha mehar Sinai. From the beautiful glory that was given to you at Mount Sinai. And what is this referring to? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, the Pasuk says, V'ro b'nei sos p'nei Moshe, ki karan or p'nei Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, his face was luminescent. It was like beaming radiant spiritual light. And therefore says the Medrash, this light, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you had when you came down from Har Sinai, give some of it to Yehoshua. And the question is obvious, which is, what does that mean? First of all, that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's light. That was light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was light of Torah, the light of Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was given it because he was there. How can he gift that? How can he convey that to Yehoshua? So this leads another school of commentaries to a different perspective. So the Eben Ezra, the Cheskuni, the Svarna all explain that Hotcha means Hod Malchus. So for example, the Sfarno writes, Moshe, give Yehoshua authority. Give him authority, delegate. Begin to delegate responsibility to him so that people will see him acting in a leadership capacity while you're still alive. Again, so instead of Moshe waiting until you die for Yehoshua to assume the mantle of responsibility, begin to delegate responsibility to him now. The people will see that you're actively vesting him with responsibility, with leadership roles and responsibilities, and therefore they'll come to respect him. But comes along the Malbim. And the Malbim says something so beautiful. The Malbim says, what does it mean, v'nasata meholtcha alav? That Moshe, give of your glory to Yehoshua. Shehod, what is hod? What does it mean, your glory? More hayofi hapenimi hanafshi. Literal translated, it means the inner spiritual beauty. Moshe, give of your inner, yofi hapenimi hanafshi. Inner spiritual beauty. Give of your inner spiritual beauty to Yehoshua. So essentially what the Malbim is saying is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, give of yourself to Yehoshua. V'nasata mehotcha. Give of you, Moshe. You have qualities that make you a great leader. You have qualities that make you a great person. You have qualities that make you a great Jew. Give them over to Yehoshua. Give of yourself. Spend time with him. Educate him. Get him on the right track. Explain to him again what went well, what didn't go well. Just give of yourself to him. It's fascinating. So again, you have the Medrash saying, "V'nasata mehotcha Moshe," give your beautiful, luminescent, spiritual radiance. How can you convey that? That's not Moshe's. You have the Eben Ezra, the Cheskuni, the Svarno saying again, vest him with authority. Give him responsibility. Show the people that you're elevating him to a leadership position while you're still alive. And comes along the Malbim and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, just give of yourself to him. Give of yourself. Take time with him. Let's figure out again what your inner kochos, what your inner abilities are. Just share you. Share you. Yofi hapinimi hanafshi. Your inner spiritual beauty. Give to Yehoshua. Share of yourself and give to Yehoshua. And what's amazing is, that if you look at the lashon of the pasuk, right? So interestingly enough, the pasuk says Vayomar Shema, it goes on Vayomar Shema Moshe. So this is again, this is now in Perek of Zayin, chapter 27, verse 18. Vayomar Shema Moshe, Kach Lecha Es Yehoshua, go ahead and take Yehoshua, summon Yehoshua ben Nun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, a man who the Spirit of God rests in him, V'samachta Es Yadcha Alav. Place your hand upon him. So after Hashem says to Moshe, "V'nasata mehotcha, give of your beauty." And again, we'll go with the Malbim. Give Moshe, just give of yourself. Just give of yourself to him. It's not about sharing your external spiritual radiance. It's not even just about going ahead and investing him with authority. Give of yourself to him. Whatever that means to you, Moshe, give of yourself. And then Hashem says to Moshe, "Moshe, bring Yehoshua." V'samachta as yad chalav, place your hand upon him. So that placing of the hand, literally again, obviously on one hand is a designation of responsibility and authority, but also again that represents literally giving of yourself to him. And then something amazing happens. Vayas Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem oso. Moshe did as Hashem commanded him to do. Vayikach as Yehoshua, he took Yehoshua. Vayamidei lefnei Elazar, akonim lefnei kol ha'eda. And again, in a very public spectacle, he designates Yehoshua and he places him before Elazar, right, the Kohen Gadol, because remember, Aaron had already passed away, so Elazar was the new Kohen Gadol, and in front of the entire assembly. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vayismoch as yadav alav. Moshe placed his hands upon Yehoshua. Vayitzaveu kasher diber Hashem es Moshe. And he commanded him, right? Literally, again, he vested him with authority. He conveyed all the different things that were said before in front, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. But I want to point out to you something amazing. And this is in Perek of Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, chapter 27, verse 23. Whereas God says to Moshe, remember again, Lashon of the Pasuk was, God said to Moshe, V'samachta es yodcha alav. Place your hand, singular, upon Yehoshua. Amazingly enough, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually designates Yehoshua, the pasuk says, "Vayismoch es yadav alav." He placed his hands, plural, upon Yehoshua. Hashem only asked for one hand, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave two hands. Because, dear friends, what's unfolding over here? Moshe Rabbeinu understood, like the Malbim said, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "V'nasata mehotcha, give of your glory," Hashem was really asking Moshe, just give of yourself to Yehoshua. Just give of yourself to Yehoshua. Not about the external radiance, not about your inner. Just give of yourself to Yehoshua. Put one hand on his head and give him of yourself. And Moshe says, you know what? If that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking of me, to give to another Jew, to give to Yehoshua, I'm going to give him both hands. Hashem only asked me for one hand, but I'm going to give both hands. And dear friends, in that moment, something absolutely magical happened. Moshe Rabbeinu gave his entire totality over to Yehoshua. V'nasata meholtcha alav. Moshe understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of me is to give of myself to another Jew. And Hashem only asks me for one hand, but I'm going to give two hands. I'm going to give more. And dear friends, understand the power and profundity of what the Torah is conveying to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu not simply a lesson in the conveyance of the reins of leadership, but Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu a lesson in terms of what it means to be a nation. What does it mean to be a people? It means to be there for each other. It means to give to each other. And it doesn't just mean to give with one hand. It means to give with two hands. You know, I'll share with you, last summer, I had the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. And something amazing happened on the flight there. So I was sitting, it was just my wife and I was sitting, and we're getting ready to take off. And again, one of the things I just like to do, you know, just to be able to relax a little bit, and even just a little of espovedos, is just to listen to some music. So I put in my AirPods, and getting ready, Miras Hashem, to relax a little bit, at least over takeoff, before the Wi-Fi sets in, right? But just to relax a little bit. And then again, mamish, something catastrophic occurred. I lost my AirPod. It fell out. I was putting it in, it fell out. And, you know, it fell somewhere like in between the seats. And you know, when you have a long flight ahead of you and you don't have your AirPods, I'm just like, this is sakonos nefashos. Like, you know, this is an existential issue. And so again, I'm looking at the fold of the seat. I get up a little bit, but you're not allowed to get up yet because you're getting ready for takeoff. And I'm looking under the seat, beneath the seat, everywhere. I can't find it. One of the flight attendants came over to me. She said, "What's the problem?" I told her, "You know what? I can't find my airbrush." She said, "Okay, you know what? If you don't mind, take your seat now because we're about to take off. After take off, we'll figure it out." Okay, so the flight takes off. Again, I'm still AirPodless. And okay, flight takes off. We reached out to the you could take off your seatbelt. The stewardess comes back. She says, "Could I help you?" I said, "Sure." She says, "Okay, get up." So she starts looking around the seat. She can't go ahead and find it. She says, "Give me a moment." She leaves. She comes back with another one of the stewardesses. And they both come back and they're looking and they're on the floor and they're underneath. They can't do it. They come back, they bring a third person. At this point in time, what they begin to do is they totally deconstruct my seat. So the cushion is off, the back is off, the front is off, and they're looking, and they're this, and one is on top, and one is below, and they're mamish, like hovering everywhere, and no one knows. No one around me knows. I have to explain, like, it's not like I'm suspect of anything. I just can't get the AirPod. And finally, Baruch Hashem, literally after about three stewardesses, you know, no one got anything to drink, no one got anything to eat, because the entire flight crew of this El Al flight was trying to find my AirPod. Finally, literally after about 20 minutes, or it felt like about 3 hours, but it was really about 20 minutes, They found it. And I went over to the first, it was a young woman, I went over to her and I just said, "Thank you so much. I didn't expect this, thank you so much." And she said something amazing and the words will always stick with me. She said, "Kacha usim echad l'sheni." This is what we do for each other. Kacha usim echad l'sheni. This is what we do for each other. And chavra, this is what it means, not just to give one hand, but to give two hands. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I want you to be there for Yoshua, because Yoshua is going to have a difficult time filling your shoes. Yoshua can't fill your shoes. No one could fill the shoes of Moshe. But help him out, and at least give him a hand." And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Give him one hand. I'll give him two hands." Ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu only asks Moshe Rabbeinu, "B'samachta es yadcha," give him one hand. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, ultimately, I'll give him two hands. And dear friends, this is what it means, ultimately, again, to be there for each other. Kacha osim echad l'sheni. V'nasata mehodcha alav. V'samachta v'yismoch es yadav. Just to be there for each other. It's Erev Shabbos Pinchas, it's Shavasar B'tamos, it's the beginning of the 3 weeks. And we all wonder, you know, what could we do to bring the Geula? What could we do to bring Shalom and Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael? What could we do to bring Moshiach? What could we do to earn our third Beis HaMikdash? And we know the answer. We know the answer. The answer is to give each other two hands. The answer is to be there for one another. And the answer is to go above and beyond for each other. Kadosh Baruch Hu might only expect us to give each other one hand, but if we could find the strength to give each other two hands, then there's no telling what we could accomplish. V'nasata meholtcha alav. Give of your glory. The greatest glory we possess is the inner goodness, the inner strength, the inner abilities, the kohos we have. And when we could take those very things and share them with the other, not just with one hand, but with two, that's how you create Yoshuas. That's how you create Shalom. That's how you create Achdus. That's how you create Bracha within Klal Yisrael. Kacha osim echad l'sheni. There's much to be learned from every single Jew, from stewardesses on El Al, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Yoshua. But if we could emulate this very example and go out of our way just to do good for each other, there is no telling what beautiful bounty and blessing the future holds. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.